This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Oh, my. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
We got 24 and a half minutes of edumacation coming your way. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thank you for listening to American Family Radio. Hey, if you want to listen to previous Trivia Friday shows, we got a whole slew of them.
Slew of them.
I said slew.
That's a good Southern word.
And they're available at AFR.net. AFR.net, click on podcast. AFR.net, click on podcast, and then click on the Trivia Friday banner. And I don't know, we got a year's worth up there. Maybe 2 years, who knows? But Tim, Ed, and JJ here. Before we go back to the phones, we had mentioned this character I'm about to play.
Character?
He's a character in TV history.
Oh, okay.
Right, that, villain.
And I wanted to play a little clip from that.
I reckon it's how I'm stuck. I might as well, you know, get it over with. Pull card for dragon. Well, here goes nothing.
That's a voice from the past. Ed, would you know who that is?
Yeah, it's
the one and only.
That's not Deputy Dog, is it?
Huckleberry Hound.
But Deputy Dog was with him, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
They were both characters.
Do you think that fella ever got another job, that voice guy, or you think he was typecast?
That's Huckleberry Hound. That's one of those voices. There's three voices that I wish I could master as imitation. Huckleberry Hound.
Yes.
Barney Fife.
Yes.
And Columbo.
Really?
The character. I mean, I just can't do those
that's
voices.
That's a random three.
Right.
We
need to get your son Tony in here sometime because he can do a Donald Trump.
Yes, he can.
Really?
He does a really good Donald Trump.
He does a really good Donald Trump.
Good.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Huckleberry Hound there.
Yeah.
You know, you can get Huckleberry Hound read Shakespeare. Did you know that?
That's right. You can get an app for that.
Huckleberry Hound read Shakespeare.
Yeah, that guy, they never called, you talking about typecast, they never called that guy to do the opening for Leave It to Beaver.
No.
There was no chance
that guy
for that.
Right there?
Yeah, there was no chance for that.
No.
But isn't that's such a unique character voice.
Oh, yeah, Ed. It's
hard to do. See, you try doing it, and it sounds like you're just making fun of Southern people.
Yeah. Me? Make fun of Southern people? Never. I wouldn't do that. Huh? These are my people. I wouldn't
be like making fun of yourself.
Hey, we could bring people in here to this studio right now who have such a – I'm talking about – and this is true regionally – if I go to Boston,
right,
I can go deep into Boston.
I can go walk into any Dunkin' Donuts in Boston.
You might not be able to understand them.
Right.
You're a native of the area.
That's right.
I'm just saying there are some people.
We've got people here on staff.
Yeah,
that's who I'm thinking of,
too. They're level five Southern accent.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
They're not number two or level three.
I've told this three or four times. Got to tell it quickly. So one of the ones you're talking about, they can say Bill – and use four syllables to say Bill.
I'll do it for you, Bill.
No, a couple
Bill.
More.
Bill.
Oh, that's it. Bill. Well, my wife moved from the Gulf Coast for Sheraton. She's on the phone. This person, one of the people we're talking about, thick Southern accents on the phone. Somebody from Massachusetts calls our station there. And beside my wife, they said, ma'am, do you hear how slow I talk? Well, that's how slow I hear. I need you to talk a little more slowly so I can get your information. And my wife laughed, and she's a Southerner. But
right.
That goes next level.
So that's right.
I like what you're saying, like level five.
Yeah, level five Southern accent.
There's zero through five.
It's almost its own language.
Yes.
Honestly. It's almost not even English. You know what I'm saying?
Or maybe it's original English, and we've all just gone the wrong direction.
Give her questions and back to the phones.
All right, I have two questions remaining.
Two.
In 2021, this Baltimore Ravens kicker booted the longest field goal in NFL history at 66 yards. What's his name? Now, this came up last week, so you should know the answer if you were paying attention to class last week, students, or you can just look it up. It's pretty easy to find. Second question, in the Bible, who said, all these things I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me? That I always thought that was too easy to ask, too easy a question. So come on, Bible scholars, you can do it.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar are counselors. They came to comfort their friend. Which book of the Bible? In which book of the Bible did that happen? Second question, what is the common name for hydrogen hydroxide? Hydrogen hydroxide. Very, very common. You have this in your home.
Okay.
Third question, what flowers are traditionally associated with Memorial Day?
My two questions. Number one, what sea creature has the ability to clone itself? What sea creature has the ability to clone itself? And number two, a lot of you will be using charcoal to grill out this weekend. My question unto thee is, what is charcoal made of? What is the main substance that makes up charcoal? There we go. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Texas, and Richard is on the line. Richard, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Brother Richard.
First-time caller.
First-time caller.
And a long-time listener, but I want to do both.
Okay. By the way, where do you listen, Richard?
I listen out of Haslett, Texas, which is north of Fort Worth.
North of Fort Worth?
All right.
Are you listening to the Greenville station? It doesn't get over that far. You listen on the app?
I listen on the app primarily.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Good.
Right. I think our Greenville station cuts off around Colleyville, that area, and you're beyond that, 15 miles or so. Okay,
hey, I'm amazed at how you know all this geography. I mean, take a right there and go past the, so-and-so subdivision. Well, no matter what state it is.
I'm thinking, okay, I know where Texas is, but Tim's like.
I study Google Maps a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, we also have our whole hobbies, right?
That's right.
That's mine.
Yeah.
I study Google
Not
Maps.
As expensive as
golf. I've seen your house, from the street view.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Backyard, front yard, grill.
There you go.
Everything like
grill
that.
Grill master, me in the backyard with my sepulcher.
You got to get JJ on that one.
Richard, ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, I was listening to today's issues. I think it was yesterday or the day before you were asking the question about the longest kick.
Oh, okay, good.
There you were listening. Yes,
all right,
sir.
Here's the question, Richard. In 2021, this Baltimore Ravens kicker booted the longest field goal in NFL history at 66 yards. What's his name, Richard?
His name is Justin Tucker.
That is correct.
Nicely done.
I'm glad.
That's phenomenal, the distance on the kick.
Oh, yeah. Now, I watched the video this morning because I'm just double-checking to make sure this was correct. And this was a kick with time expiring. The kick hit the upright and bounced straight up and over the
– wow.
Quite a moment there, so – Richard, did you have to look that back up, or did you just remember our discussion earlier?
I remember your discussion, but I also remember something that came about. Do you remember who kicked the longest field goal in a Super Bowl?
Is that your question for us, or
that's
you,
not my question?
Okay,
I'm going to guess Jim O'Brien for the Colts. I forget who they were playing, but Dallas. that's just a
Cowboys.
I think they were playing the Cowboys.
If that's the game,
it happened in 2024. Actually, with Kansas City Chiefs Harrison Butker, 57 yards.
Wow!
Yeah,
that's the guy who's
committed war crimes against humanity.
Yeah, by saying that being a mom is a great role.
Yeah,
War crimes against humanity.
Hey, that's a great follow-up tidbit there. All right, Richard, what is your question for us?
My question is, what are the names of Joseph's two sons in the Bible?
Manasseh and Ephraim.
Oh, you guys are so good.
Yeah, well
JJ
is.
JJ carried us right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey. If you want geography, come to me.
Hey, I got a great great quote from Andy Reid. I'm not losing a great kicker to this whole woke thing, not on my watch. And he went on and said about Harrison Buckner, if they get rid of Harrison, they get rid of me.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true?
Look that up. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, it's got this as a
that's an internet
thing. So
now he did support him. The coach there, Andy Reid, did.
You don't
come
think
out,
he went that strong?
He did come out in support of Harrison.
Oh, good.
Buckner. Yeah, he did. But yeah. I think that's a
thanks.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. So but that's not
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but spread the rumor. It's okay. Here on American Family Radio.
Hey, thank you, Tim Snopes, for getting that, for helping me with that. I didn't get that.
That. Anyway.
Yeah.
Richard, did he? Yes.
Yeah. The
All right, hey.
Two sons
yep.
of
Thank
Joseph.
You, Richard. You have a great
Way to go, JJ.
Memorial Day weekend.
Commend JJ for getting the old.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I'll say, too, we got a lot of young couples listening to AFR, and you know, if you're expecting a baby, Ephraim,
yes.
Nobody's going to steal that name. And that,
or Manasseh.
Yeah, boy or girl. It'll just flow.
Manasseh.
I can see Manasseh. Ephraim, probably not going to make the top
right.
10 like Michael was at the top for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. All right, we go back to Texas, and Deborah is on the line. Deborah, welcome to Trivia Friday. Deborah, you there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I had it on mute so I could listen to the radio. Sorry
Whoa,
about that.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. Where do you live in Texas?
San Angelo.
Okay.
You guys always ask me about the rattlesnake.
The rattlesnake
roundup.
Roundup, because I was,
yeah,
one winter, I was
out of Sweetwater.
I was working in Abilene, and I would see the news about Sweetwater and San Angelo and the rattlesnake roundup, and that's something they don't have in Kentucky or Mississippi where I'm harking from.
In the Boston area where I grew up, Deborah, we used to have the ravioli roundup. That was they you know, they can't bite
but
you
I
or
boom.
Anything, but it was pretty challenging.
Right.
Here's the deal, they can't bite you, but they can put extra weight on your hips.
They can bite you that way. All right, Deborah, ask, answer.
I can't think that they run. How do they move away from you?
Well, they don't, but you had to round them up with a little teaspoon, and, man, that was difficult.
Oh.
It was just,
that's right.
Yeah. So, anyway, that wasn't all that funny. I admit that, but all right, ask, answer, or do both, dear.
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
And, oh, man. I love the Bible questions, and I knew them without looking them up, but I think I'll choose the what's charcoal made out of.
There we go.
Okay.
Nobody's even come close to that.
Right.
Okay. No, nobody's even attempted it, but Deborah, you're about to get it. Here we go. The question is, charcoal is made of what substance, Deborah?
It is carbonized wood.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Yes.
Carbonized
I didn't know
wood.
The answer to this.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, well, see, you've used it your whole life, and you
right.
never knew what it was made of.
See, I the kids were wanting me to carbonize some wood this weekend. I didn't even know why or what that even pertained to, so that's good to know.
Well, you start carbonizing wood, you can't get it off of you. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Gets,
well, my Diet Coke is carbonized, right?
Yeah, but it's
is
not
that the bubbles.
It's not wood, but similar. So that what does that say about what you're putting in? In God's
I know, folks, it's carbonated. I was just kidding.
That's
okay.
right.
So, hey, Deborah, how did you know that?
I guess my dad must have told me when I was a little kid. He said they put this under such high heat that it doesn't burn. It just carbonizes. And
yeah,
I don't know. I've known
yeah.
it all my life.
Okay, that's charcoal neat. Is made from wood that has been heated in the absence of oxygen. So there you go.
That is the first time I've ever
first
heard
time
that.
First time I think I have. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I thought it was made of diamonds. They just crush a diamond so hard.
Make charcoal for
so many
burn.
Years.
Charcoal out of diamonds.
Charcoal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's from Kentucky. they don't know these things.
I don't know. He just got the answer to the Joseph's
yeah.
two
he
sons.
Did. He did. Amen.
Hey, Deborah, what's your question for us?
Okay, there is a common mental phenomenon called pareidolia. Back in the 1800s, it was suspected to be a delusion or a hallucination of some kind, but today it is not considered any type of mental disorder. It occurs more in women than in men. I personally have it. Can you tell me what pareidolia is?
That is when you think men are wrong. I think we've all experienced that without any rational.
You are out on your own,
guys.
Brother.
I'm going to take this one. It's a thyroid condition because
You believe in thyroids?
Yes, I believe in thyroids. Thyroid condition. People used to, like, if they had a goiter, they put them in the mental institution.
Really?
Yeah, it makes your fingernails get brittle, your hair falls out, you have all kind of crazy ping pong ball, your emotions are everywhere. So they said, oh, you've gone crazy. They put you in a mental institution. Then they found out, oh, they just got thyroid problems.
Huh.
How close am I? Is that it, Deborah?
Not it, but that's interesting. Well, that's good edumacation.
Well, and women typically have more thyroid issues than men.
What's the word again, Deborah?
Pareidolia.
Okay, pareidolia.
Pari has something to do with your gums or teeth, right?
I'm just completely.
Well, I think let's Deborah answer the question.
Go ahead, Deborah.
It is the ability to see familiar shapes or images in random markings or patterns. Have you ever looked at a marble floor and you thought, "Oh, I see a face in that," or "I see a dog,"
some people see a Bible character in a grilled cheese or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Virgin Mary, they sold that for $28,000.
A grilled cheese?
I'll tell you what, fellas.
Virgin Mary.
This goes far.
I was just kidding.
in grilled cheeses?
Yes, I was just making the grilled cheese.
Now, I have looked at the floor and seen a little face in the pattern of the floor.
Yeah.
But so I hope they don't find out about it. I don't want to. This is not a good day for him to throw a net over me, haul me off somewhere.
So you're saying, okay, Deborah, I'm a little confused here, so help me out here. So everybody sees, like, everyone look at a cloud, at the clouds, you know, you're out in a field laying out there with your friends.
Yeah.
Hey, that cloud looks like,
you
know, what do you think
Frank
it looks
Sinatra.
Like? Right, Frank Sinatra.
It's never happened to you?
No, not Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay. Happened to me three times.
So I'm not sure why they would think somebody had a condition when they could. Is this like they see it all the time? See something?
Well, back in the 1800s, they didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And a psychiatrist wrote a paper about it, and they thought it was some kind of mental delusion. And nowadays, we know better because a lot of people do it, and it doesn't have anything to do with your mental balance.
Okay, hold on just a minute, Deborah. So you're doing what exactly?
You're able to see shapes, familiar shapes or images in random patterns, or like a bunch of rocks, or haven't you ever looked at a ceiling or a marble floor or something, and you thought, look there's a, you know, a picture of a running dog or an image of a running dog and that. World.
So back then, they thought it's such a mental disorder, they put them in the mental institution. That is interesting. Here's the deal.
You can take drugs for that.
Well, here's the deal. Back in Salem, they went next level with that. And they start saying they seen some shapes and things in the clouds. Salem, Massachusetts, they really done them wrong.
Yeah, they did.
Hey, thanks for that, Deborah. Have
the
a wonderful.
Punishment didn't fit the crime, right?
That's
there.
Right. Punishment you know didn't fit
thank
the
you.
Crime.
Thank you, Deborah.
Deborah, who's next, Ed?
All right, we're going back to Texas. Texas,
wow.
Got going on today.
Texas has been representing.
Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, welcome there, professors. How are you doing?
Good, brother Mike. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the big city of Frankston, Texas.
Okay.
South of Tyler.
Okay, near where?
South of Tyler, Texas.
Oh, Tyler. Yeah, gotcha. All right, Mike, ask, answer, or both?
I would like to do both, but I'm kind of wondering, me and probably a lot of the other students that attend the university, I'm wondering, are we going to ever graduate?
virtual graduation.
Yeah.
Mike, do you think you've done enough to graduate?
Yeah.
I think I could learn a few more things.
I don't know what you're complaining about. Biden canceled your student loans. So, you know, you can just borrow as much money as you want to and be totally and completely irresponsible. That's what we want to teach Americans. Huh? Right there. Okay, Mike, ask, answer, or both. Go ahead.
I'd like to do both, but first I would like to argue about the largest egg. I was a pre-veterinary medicine student a long time ago, and I've got my ornithology book in front of me, and it says the largest egg was from an extinct elephant bird, and it weighed up to 27 pounds.
Extinct elephant bird.
Yeah, I think the question was about...
which animal lays the biggest egg?
Yeah, we're talking about living animals. So not
well, are we going to go back
history.
To the dinosaurs now? Or are we? Right?
The lays and laid. There's two different words.
I think the key word there, Mike, is extinct. But anyway, that maybe that's just me. All right, we get what you said, Mike. What did you say your book says there?
It says the extinct elephant bird. The eggs were measured 14.5 by 9.5 inches. Uh-huh. And assumed almost 2 gallons of fluid and weighed up to 27 pounds.
So you believe in elephant birds, do you? Do you, Mike? Okay.
He's just teasing you, Mike.
You got a Sasquatch. Also lays eggs bigger than the elephant bird.
Hey, Mike, what's your which question you want to answer?
The sea creature that clones itself.
Okay, Mike.
That's right.
Thank you for taking a shot at this one. The question that has been hanging out there for an hour and 20 minutes that Mike's about to answer. What sea creature has the ability to clone itself, Mike?
Well, I wanted to work with Jacques Cousteau, so I'm going to say it's the starfish.
The answer is jellyfish.
Okay, so... clone itself, so make a new copy of itself?
Yep.
Because now the starfish, Mike is right, it can regrow its legs.
Yeah,
but that's not the same as cloning.
That is quite remarkable. I did that myself when I was 7. But
too long of a story to tell.
It is a long story. I know it sounds
bizarre.
Hey,
Mike, what's your question for us? We are running
out of time here.
Well, it's the black and white TV show Dragnet. Sergeant Joe Friday, what was his badge number?
You guys are going to know that. Are you just needing the facts? Is that all you need from us right now?
Good, JJ. I see what you did there.
Just the facts.
I grow a leg, you get the facts.
I'm going to say 412. I'm just making something up.
He didn't have a badge number. He just had February on his badge, and it was just stated.
And it was always February.
Always February.
I'm going to say 412.
I'll say 65.
Well, it's 174.
Yeah, I knew it.
At the very beginning of the show, they show a big badge, and it says Sergeant on it, and it says 174.
170. That was Dragnet, the original.
There you go.
The black and white version.
Wow.
Hey, Mike, thank you for listening to AFR. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Y'all know that.
Excellent question.
Clones?
No, I didn't know that.
No, I did not know.
Jellyfish.
All right, in the Bible, who said, all these things I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me? Guys, you know this.
Satan.
That was the
Satan.
Devil.
Yeah. The devil. That's all I've got.
Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar.
Book of Job.
Book of Job. Second question, what's the common name for hydrogen hydroxide?
I have no idea.
It's water.
Hydrogen hydroxide?
Hydrogen hydroxide is the technical name for water.
Okay.
And then what flower associated with Memorial Day?
Carnation?
Or poppy.
Poppy.
Yeah,
the poppy.
Red poppy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They give those away after the tour at Arlington National Cemetery.
Oh, okay.
They did that back in the day, you know, like the for disabled vets, they would sell those little paper or plastic red poppies.
You have any questions?
No. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. And take care. We'll see you next time.